first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Are we on?
We're on.
Oh, we're on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast, show number 131.
Whee!
I'm
excited.
Thanks, Ant. You're clearly excited. Ant's had a couple of sherbets already. This is a bit of a pubcast special. We're not in the usual location of Henry's.
We're on the road.
We are on the road. We're at the Jet Lag Bar on
Cleveland Street,
as we've been invited to be guest participants in the Match Point sports quiz.
Confident, everyone?
No. No, not really.
What's your specialist subject?
Football.
actually,
well, you're on the right show.
We've got a few introductions to make, haven't we?
Who's doing this, Ant?
Well, hang on.
Who's doing this?
You do it.
All right, thanks.
Sorry, Dan.
We're at the Match Point sports quiz, and it's about half hour before kickoff. So we thought we'd get a bit of a show in the start. We've got a couple of new faces.
Voices, probably.
All right, voices, yeah, all right, voices. A couple of new voices.
Don't want to see
we've got... no, well, a bit harsh. My name's Matt Gary. We've got the usual Jerome Mundell and Andy Franks, and we've also got Matthew Davies.
Hello.
So, Matt, who do you support?
Southend United.
For your sins.
Ooh.
And we've got Gary.
Gary, Sporting Tottenham.
Whee! Come on, you Spurs. Yay, Spurs. Well, I suppose on that slightly excitable Spurs note, we might as well get it out of the way, mightn't we?
You were confident all season, Dan.
Wow.
You said you were going
to make it. That's a lie.
They're not going to throw it away again.
Yeah, again.
Who that said that?
You a did. Lot of Tottenham fans.
Never. Oh, a lot of Tottenham fans, yeah, but you know no, that I am
you
the
said
most
you were only
pessimistic.
Looking up at one stage.
The most pessimistic. Yeah, of course
only
we were.
Up.
Of course we were.
Tickets, weren't you?
Pessimistic Spurs fan that I am. I know, I knew that it wasn't. Arsenal weren't going to drop the points at Newcastle, even though their record.
They tried.
Over the last 5 years. Yeah, they did try, but.
They made it a bit of a struggle, didn't they?
Yeah, and I love the fact that Match of the Day tried to make it as exciting as possible with 2-1-0s and for fourth place, and it was just shit, wasn't it?
Well, my weekend wasn't much better either.
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't, was
it? Yeah, Yeovil are promoted to the Championship and Brentford face First Division football again next year.
First Division?
Well, League One.
Well, yeah, big difference.
Well, it's not really, is it? It's not the Championship.
Franco,
it was a shit day for you Spurs went, and it? Brentford fans, to be honest, wasn't it?
I enjoyed
well, it. Was. What?
I enjoyed it.
Speak up.
How did I?
I enjoyed it.
I thought you might. How did Southend get on?
So they finished in a strong 11th position in League 2.
Speaking of... hello.
That was...
speaking of underachievers, yeah, let's talk about Southend for a second, mate.
Well, Mosny's gone, which I'm...
No.
I can't work out whether I'm devastated
Club
or delighted.
Of course you're
Club
devastated.
Legend.
Is yeah. he finally gone?
He's finally gone. Brown has got him out the door.
And
he's not coming back.
I've mentioned Bill Elmoshny a number of times over the last year or so, mainly because of Matty in Southend. But, yeah, that's devastating to see.
He's as mad as a box of frogs.
He really is.
At the start, it was... funny, and we'd throw him on up top and he'd get a couple of goals, and now he's just become a hindrance. I mean, he cost us a place in the FA Cup fourth round at Anfield last year. Which I was devastated about.
Being
and
flirting,
that's a dream
flirting as a Liverpool fan that you
liking
are.
Liking Liverpool. And yeah, he's finally gone. Like, there were stories about him getting the train home because he'd get sent off or substituted and didn't want to come back on the team coach. And
please tell me that he's actually not just left Southend, but he's retired from football to become an Ultimate Fighter.
I hope so.
Please.
What number shirt did he wear, and have they retired it?
I think it was 26. And I hope not.
No. Oh,
we've already given number 13 to the fans. which I found out the other day.
Because this is an audio show, Matty, when you make a funny little face and do quotation marks, people can't see that. But just for the listeners, Matty made his funny face and just put some quotation marks there. But yeah, hang on, so why don't you like, why number 13? Why not number 12?
I have absolutely no idea.
12th man, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so what's the significance of 13?
I don't know.
Find out. I'll try and find out.
Find out and report back.
Yeah. Matt, did you go to the Wembley game? JPT?
Yeah, I did.
You took all of Southend, didn't you? There was about
If you wanted to rob Southend, 33,000.
Good.
To the Johnstons.
Yeah, just interested. Wow.
Crew had about 11,000 and they won 2-0.
Yeah. It's pretty much like my Sunday. We took about 10,000 more fans than the Oval and still got beaten. Yeah. Rubbish. But.
I don't know whether having that many fans actually helped, because Crewe had obviously been at Wembley 6 months before and gone up in the playoffs, and they settled a lot quicker. They scored one of the best corner routines I've ever seen in the first 3 minutes, sort of multiple dummies, and then the geezer put it top in. And you sort of went, it's probably not going to be our day.
What do you think of the atmosphere though, when they're only pretty much giving half the ground, you know, so they open the top tier once they sell more allocation, but it's not that great an atmosphere in Wembley unless it's full, is it?
No, I'd have preferred to have it somewhere smaller.
Yeah,
Villa Park.
You know, Villa Park, White Hart Lane, somewhere with like 30,000,
35,000. That's
what we've got.
Yeah, we've started the same thing.
Well, half my mates only went for the day out. Yeah. You know, there was a coach of 50 of us from my football club on the way up there drinking Baileys at sort of 9 in the morning.
Well, we've all had a Baileys. We've all had a Baileys. Hey! Speaking of taking fans, and maybe numbers isn't the greatest thing, have you seen how many Dortmund fans have applied for tickets for the Champions League final?
Is it like 500,000?
Half a million.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's only something like 570,000 people that live in Dortmund. So like, the whole of Dortmund have tried to get tickets. I think it's brilliant.
I did like the little publicity stunt where they were putting towers on the seats at Wembley.
That is brilliant.
The old German cliche.
Absolutely like brilliant.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's going to be a belter of a final. I think it really is. Gertz is going to be a Gertz is a big loss.
I didn't realise he weren't playing until we were getting a trainer.
Yeah.
I thought they'd probably just dropped him. They might have just dropped him because he's a game on next season.
Well, maybe. Apparently
he hasn't played since the semi-final.
Yeah.
He hasn't played any football since the semi-final.
But they announced that Munich had signed him on that semi-final, didn't they? So it was around then. So maybe they just had enough of him.
It's pretty funny, isn't it? If they've gone. Well, yeah, good luck, Gareth Bynes, but you won't be playing in this Champions League final, so
play next season,
enjoy it. Well, if they keep going the way they're going, then absolutely. We've
got a few additions as well. We've obviously Pep and Lewandowski is probably going to be ending up there as well, I reckon.
Well, it is nicking off the Dortmund team, aren't they? Yeah. But that's Pep's got, well, as you were saying it, weren't you, Andy, on the way here, they always fuck up the treble.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, they were on for the treble. I'm not completely sure about last season, but I'm 90% sure. Yeah, they were on for the treble and Chelsea.
Knowledge is the bomb.
Fucked it up for them. Obviously, 99, the same thing happened. Yeah.
But they're saying, how do you top that if you're Pep Guardiola next year?
Just do it
how
again.
Do you top the treble?
Just do it again. Domination.
Again, with a bit more style.
Well, I think they've had quite a lot of style so far, haven't they?
Fair, they've had, yeah.
Dante, he's got a lot of style. Lad.
What sort of style are you referring to?
There was no need for that comment, man. That was just a passing comment. He's got great hair.
It's raining.
Great hair. We're all right. I'm undercover.
I'd love to see you with Dante's hair, Dan.
Great hair. Do you see that they? I don't think it's confirmed, but this afternoon, rumour had it that the winners of the Europa League from the 2015 season will get a Champions League place. Thoughts?
Really?
Yeah, it's
a great Gary, thoughts? Speak up.
It's like Stu, isn't it?
I was on another planet just then.
Was there an attractive lady that was walking past?
Yes.
Well, that's absolutely fine. That's a regular podcast theme.
Yes. Keep a lookout. But it would be good for you if Tottenham won the UEFA Cup. It would be a route into the Champions League for you, wouldn't
next
it?
Next year, well, yeah.
The only route.
Tottenham.
No need for that, lads.
So is it the winner of the 2015 or 2014?
In 2015, it came out. So, yeah, at the end of next season.
That's your route in then, isn't it?
Yeah. Finished fifth a couple of times.
Oh, my. Leave out. Fail.
He's not going to be there in 2 years,
Tom. No, 2 years. 1 year he might be, with a bit of luck. Please, Gareth.
It's been a weekend where there's been a lot of legends leaving the game.
there was no tenuous link there whatsoever, Amber. We'll go with it.
No, we'll go with it. We don't need a tenuous link.
Oh, we love the tenuous link.
You love a tenuous
link. I do love a tenuous link. But yeah, well, I mean,
tenuous link.
Fergie, Scholes, Carragher, Owen, Beckham, Harper, Petrov.
Well, you say Harper. I think Harper's still up for playing football. He's just not at Newcastle. That's what he's saying.
I thought he'd retired.
Neither he or Phil Neville. They're not retiring. They're just leaving
the club. He's played about 130 games in like 10 years.
What a great 130 games they've been.
He hasn't played a lot of football.
You see him crying?
Harper?
Yeah.
It's pretty embarrassing.
It's pretty funny.
I'll be honest. 37th minute, he wears 37. You start crying. I really wanted Arsenal to score in that minute.
He cried in the 38th as well.
Now there's something to cry about. Yeah, no, a lot of players. Giggsy's staying for another year, isn't he?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Ferdinand's just signed a new contract as well.
Ferdinand has. But it's, see, Petrov's taking a coaching role.
He is, Villa, yeah.
Which is really good to see.
Gordon Cowans, yeah, so that'll be really good. Big legend at the club now, and what he's been through has been pretty incredible, really. So, I'd love to see him there. So,
it's great. It's great for Petrov. There's been a lot of sort of stick thrown Beckham's way since he's retired from a few people. Didn't see Darren Anderton said, we were talking about this, weren't we, that he wasn't in the top 1,000 players.
No, Chris Waddle, sorry.
It's another
better England winger than Darren Anderton.
Right. Leave stick note alone. He's fantastic. Chris Waddle, sorry, yeah, so he wasn't in the top 1,000 Premier League players of the Premier League.
Slightly harsh.
Yeah.
Pretty hard. He basically
said, put him in the top 100 easily.
Well, yeah. He's had a fantastic career, and he said that it was all—he was really good at marketing himself, but didn't have any pace, and he could ping a ball, but that's about it.
Getting to most teams across his whole career.
Yeah, I mean, you go to
Real Madrid, get into a team. You go to AC Milan, get into a team.
At 33 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Paris Saint-Germain, he wasn't starting, but at 37 years. Or how old he is now, and getting to a team, you've got to be a quality football player.
He delivers, doesn't he?
Literally.
It's all about quality and not quantity with Gary.
But I used to get frustrated with Beckham, because when he was in his prime, I don't think he was good as people raved about when he was in his prime.
Well, this is the Scholes thing, isn't it? Like, Zidane comes out and said it's one of the best opponents he's ever had.
Yeah,
I don't think a lot of people rate Scholes the way he should be rated as well.
Does he don't run the limelight half of it?
He's not a Beckhamish like kind of player or personality.
That's because he's a fucking ugly bastard. That's why.
Yeah, and ginger, which doesn't help.
Sorry for any ginger listeners. Jerome's got a bit of a thing against ginger.
The other thing about Beckham, I don't know if you saw the interview with Neville, Gary Neville interviewing Beckham, and they said, "What's the one thing you'd like to be remembered for the most?" And he said, "Hard working." Now, don't get me wrong, like, that should be like a prerequisite. If you're going to play football, you give up.
I'd say my free kick against Greece.
To get to the World Cup, my dead ball ability,
my crossing ability.
It's not like he's asking for an interview, is it?
Yeah. Ask Scholes what he'd like to be remembered for, and hopefully it's my technical ability. And like Zidane and Ronaldo and any kind of footballing legend.
Surely Scholes would be his tackling ability.
Or the tackle hanging out. Scholes had a problem with his tackle hanging out, didn't he?
No.
I'll always remember him for his ginger pubes.
How is that tumbleweed that's just gone past?
He had a Peter Beardsley moment, didn't he?
When was that?
I missed that.
Playing for England in a red away shirt.
94.
He got his cock out.
Well, no, he went in for a tackle and the jockstrap did not.
The
jockstrap didn't do what it's meant to do. Yeah. Anyway,
sorry, I've just been completely distracted by Paul Scholes' penis. Moving on to the manager merry-go-round starts again, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mourinho's left Real Madrid. Where's he going to go?
Oh, no
one knows.
I don't care. Stoke's
free, isn't it?
I want him back in the Premier League.
Oh, he's brilliant.
I want Mourinho back in the Premier League, purely because it's Mourinho. I'd love him not to be at Chelsea.
Do you know what? Chelsea will win the Premier League next season, though.
Early shout for Manny Franks.
If he's given 100 million to spend and he brings in players like Falcao and Hulk, he'd win the Premier League next season, without a doubt.
But I mean, he's one of some big managers to leave their clubs. I mean, look at Mourinho, Ancelotti, Pellegrini. Tony Pulis, yeah. Some massive managers leaving their clubs there. There was definitely a bit of sarcasm in that last bit. Mike Coxon has been jumping for joy.
Mike Coxon loves Tony Pulis, doesn't he?
Mike Coxon absolutely hates Tony Pulis. but do you know what I really liked? Tony Pulis, I think, again, just did it on the back of him, of what Mancini did. But I really like the fact that Mancini bought a page in Manchester Evening News.
In the end,
to say goodbye and thank you. You've had an amazing 3 years. I really like that.
The fans really loved it. It was just that the players and the board didn't.
And the kit man.
Yeah.
And the kit man.
And the tea lady.
Did you see the kit man thing?
Yeah, basically he always walked past, never said hello, never said thank you, whatever, all of that nonsense.
But no, I think that's just top draw. Just paying out for just a way to be able to say thank you to fans, because like most managers, how else do you do it? I think it's quality.
There was unconfirmed rumours on Twitter that the Man City fans are going to do the same in Gazzetto dello Sport or something, just to say thank you, Mancini.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Nice touch.
No, I like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of, he did end their way.
Oh, he had a tenuous link.
I had a speaking of a nice touch as well.
Don't give it to him. What were you saying, Rob?
He did wait. He did end their 50-year wait for a trophy and their 60-year for a Premier League or a title. So,
but he never.
Whether he was liked or not.
The main problem for him, whether it's the board's fault for not actually backing him in the transfer window or not, it's the fact that he might have improved the squad, but he never improved the starting 11, and that was the main problem for him moving on from winning the league. Oh, do we have a technical malfunction there?
No. Carry on. Right. As you were.
Anyway, Man City's gone.
Man City's gone.
Mancini's gone.
This just in. Man City is gone.
Man City's gone. Benitez as well. Now, I'm not a big fan of Benitez. I don't like him. Never have done. But he's done a fucking good job at Chelsea, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, and he's walked out. He's won the UEFA Cup. He's proved me wrong anyway. I didn't think he was going to do a good job. He's taken third spot.
Di Matteo did a similar sort of thing last year, though, didn't he? Came in with a bit of shock. I know they finished sixth, but they were already in a bit of shit by that point. He's brought them in and taken them to the Champions League final.
Yeah, but the difference winning is that Benitez never had the backing of the fans or the players or anyone else or the media for that matter. Di Matteo had the backing of everyone and everyone seems to like him.
I like the way Benitez handled it in a way as well. He didn't try to antagonise, he literally came in, look, I get the fact you don't like I'm here. I'm here to do a job. Yeah. I'm going to do the job. Yeah, and I'll see you later.
Yeah,
and just support the team.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate Chelsea, but he's done a really good job. He has done the job.
And now he will get another top job. He's been linked with Napoli, isn't he? And they reckon he's going to take Torres with him. Cavani goes in the opposite direction. Is that right? I think.
Maybe. Yeah.
And talk of Jack. Yeah. No. Yeah. Dzeko and Cavani being a swap deal. Man City that way. Yeah.
Well, there should be some
striker of merry-go-round.
Yeah, there should be Falcao's
the one.
He's definitely leaving.
Rooney.
They said he's definitely leaving. Falcao is.
Cavani said he's going to leave as well.
Santos rejected a €20 million offer from Barca for Neymar.
£20 million.
£20 million.
That
fucking
sounds.
Jesus,
that's not.
If you can buy Stuart Downing for £20 million, Neymar has got to be insulted, isn't he?
Has he proved himself at the top level, Neymar? Has he?
Has Downing?
No. But he was English. It's the Premier League, so
still got £20 million for him.
Oh, Andy Carroll going to.
Andy Carroll, well, it's not confirmed, is it?
No, because he's done his Achilles, isn't he? So he's out for 4 months.
are you mucking about? Is that true?
If I was Rogers
and they had 15 million, really? I would drive. Rogers would drive him to Upton Park himself.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though.
Make sure that he's out the door.
West Ham fans.
But I mean, imagine a £20 million loss, though. Like on Carroll, like over at, like, and
at the time, it was a bit of a gamble. At the time.
A bit of a gamble.
Wait.
A bit of a gamble. £35 million.
But he had the potential to be a. He just got in.
Says who?
What? He wasn't.
Hang on a minute. He's still one of the best English strikers around.
He's really good in the air.
He's got 20 goals.
He's really good in the air. He's really good at taking out keepers that haven't got the ball.
He's got a great left foot as well.
No, he's got a really good touch. He held the ball up well. His link up play is excellent. No. He's one of the best English strikers coming through. Definitely.
What are you talking about? if he was injury free and he scored 20 goals in the last two seasons for Liverpool or forever.
If he did, but he hasn't.
He was just a statement signing because Liverpool had 50 million in their pocket. They had to sign someone because the fans would not have been happy with 50 million. We'll bank that, thanks very much. And then they have a shit second half of the season. They just had to go out and invest something.
Who would you prefer, Torres or Carroll?
Newcastle knew that there was that kind of 2-3 hour period in the January window where it looked like Liverpool were going to keep hold of Torres and had already got Suarez. And that.
That would have been deadly.
Terrifying.
That would have been fucking deadly.
Well, maybe not. Torres. You don't know what you're going to get, do you?
No.
Well, I tell you what, if I'm a West Ham fan, I'd be really excited about the prospects of Lukaku and Carroll. That's a, no central defender wants to defend them two. Imagine them two combined.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not signed for him or anything, but they've been linked with a season-long loan.
Yeah, but he's linked. Yeah, but there's
if you're a central defender, do you really want to play against Carroll and Lukaku for 90 minutes? No fucking way.
I don't think you can play both of them like that. They're too similar to be playing.
I think Carroll can drop off.
I think he can drop off.
Drop
not wrong. But speaking of Lukaku, without looking at my little sheet, right, only the fifth player ever to score a hat-trick against Man United, against Alex Ferguson's Man United. Sorry, the sixth. Can you name any of the other five?
Letizia.
No. Bearing in mind, we're about to enter a fucking sports quiz. If we can't get one of these five, we are screwed.
Fowler.
No.
Owen.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Two Liverpool players, an Arsenal, stop it. An Arsenal
Coy
player.
Gerrard.
Dirk Kuyt.
Dirk Kuyt, very good. That's
really?
One. 1 point to Matty.
I remember watching the game going
3-1.
Why the fuck is he up top on his own?
Right, so what have we got so far? Two Liverpool players. One of them's Cal.
Yeah.
Who's the other? And this is in the Premier League.
I'm not going to tell you the other one. Is this a fucking quiz?
No.
I'm getting us warmed up.
Is it Premiership? In Fergie's time.
Rush playing in Fergie's time. Why are you saying no luck?
Because it wasn't.
What?
Suarez?
No. There's we're going at 1990, 1991, 1992, 2006, and Dirk Kuyt in 2011. No. Peter Beardsley. Peter Beardsley in 1990.
What?
Three other players. Arsenal player, QPR player, and a Blackburn player.
No.
Shearer at Blackburn?
No.
Alan Smith.
No. Yes. Boom. Point for Jerome.
God.
We're not going to make this last much longer because this is fucking boring for the listeners.
Just tell us. Put us out of our misery.
Dennis Bailey for QPR in 1992. Everyone should have got that. Bang out of order. And my favourite, without a shadow of a doubt, David Bentley.
Bentley?
Oh,
David Bentley in the 4-3 win. 5-4-3 win. 5-4 win. In 2006.
That actually has got to be one of the worst things that ever happened to Spurs, because after that,
David
you
Bentley.
Signed him.
Oh, yeah, but...
that's probably one of the reasons...
He scored one of the greatest goals ever scored against Arsenal, so that's absolutely fine.
Well...
I'll just clean the ring then. Poogate. Oh yeah, we've got to go inside in a minute.
Poogate.
Thoughts.
Oh, disgusting.
Do you know about the before the Brighton Crystal Palace game? Did you read about this?
It's pretty nasty.
Before, in case anyone doesn't know, they might do. Before the second leg of the playoff game between Brighton and Crystal Palace at the Amex, somebody took a shit in the middle of the Crystal Palace changing room floor for them to arrive. Jim Staples tells me that they smeared it all over the walls as well.
I think that might be something.
Whoever that is officially our naughty boy of the week for shitting in the. No, I thought it was he took a shit in the toilet and didn't flush it. Okay. The old school poo wars. You used to do that?
No, I went to normal school, mate.
Didn't you play poo wars?
No.
All right. Well, I thought it's sort of standard poo wars. You go into the shit in the toilet and leave it, and you know, fair enough. No, this was in the middle of the changing room floor.
He knows who he is.
and he's a very naughty boy.
He's a very naughty boy. I've got another naughty boy, actually. First of all, what's the weirdest thing that anyone's ever seen a fan chuck at a referee during a game?
Wasn't it a pig's head once?
It's happened in Spain, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, well, I've I've got one here.
Oh, hang on.
Did anyone see this on the website today? A fan throws his false teeth at a manager in a fit of rage. So, apparently this happened in Argentina. An Argentine football fan last night had his unique sound and performance of his underachieving team. Apparently it was a toothless performance.
Whee! So you're someone who might be toothless after last weekend's antics. Yes, I've got a tenuous link in there. Elhad Diouf, one of the loveliest players to ever grace the Premier League.
Everyone loves him, don't they?
Got beaten the shit out of. No, in Senegal. He was in a club with his girlfriend.
His home country as well.
Apparently, he was pissed in a nightclub, was giving these guys a load of abuse. And, lads, we're trying to record a podcast here. Excuse me.
And what happens when you take it away, isn't it?
And apparently he was quoted as saying, "You're nothing, you're poor, you're not connected." 5 minutes later, they followed him to the loo and beaten the crap out of him. So, get well soon?
Nah. How's that doing? Die in hospital.
Oh, all right. A couple of other highlights before we go in for this quiz. Beckham has signed for QPR. Have we seen this?
Yeah, but it's the Brooklyn Beckham.
Yeah, I know that. I wasn't really. Beckham is on a 5-year Brooklyn Beckham.
Really?
Brooklyn. Beckham was signed for QPR on a 5-year contract. Yeah, I mean,
apparently he's 100-1 to score a goal from his own half. That was fun. At some point in his career.
No, and he's also he's
11-1 to get an England cap.
Yeah, 11 or 14 to 1 to get an England cap, depending on who you stick your stupid money on.
If you stick a tenner on 100-1 to score from his own half, then probably wasted a tenner.
Probably wasted a tenner, yeah. Again, speaking of stupid, Clay Rooney. Fucking hell, Wayne, what are you talking about? All you need is Clay, so you got Cletus, and that'll pretty much make the greatest redneck names family in the world.
Apparently,
it's
because he couldn't spell
Play-Doh. Yeah. Lad of the week, though, I would say Edgar Davids.
He stayed at Barnet.
He's staying at Barnet.
Yeah.
Even though they've got relegated.
He's not playing still, is he?
He's investing money manager, in the club,
yeah,
though,
but he's sticking with Barnet out of the lower leagues. So
Fair play
to Edgar. We will continue a bit more recording later on in the evening. We'll let you know how we're getting on the quiz. If it's anything like our little practice around us now, we are fucked.
We're going to win the pub quiz.
But we'll let you know. See you in a bit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Football Podcast, show number 131.
Part two,
technically.
Have we got a football question wrong yet?
No.
We did.
What one?
Not specifically football, but we put. We didn't have Beckham in, did we?
No, that's not fair. It's half time in the quiz. It's half time in the quiz. We have not got a single football question wrong. Which you'll all be proud to know. We've been let down on cricket and egg chasing and fucking
tennis
and shit.
Motor racing.
But at the halfway stage, I think we're in contention. I think we're in contention. It's been some tricky questions.
I'm making a solid 18 out of 36 so far.
Mid-table,
that's all right.
Well, 18 points out of a possible 36.
About mid-table.
Well,
that's Spurs form, isn't it, really?
What, mate? Yeah. That's my drink as well.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
What's with you?
That's why it's not, Dan.
Right, look, we've all had a couple of drinks now, all right? It's only going to get worse. Let's try and keep it. It's a family show. Let's try and keep
it's
it fucking clean, all right?
Family show. But,
right, James had a couple too many sherbets.
Well, it's not anymore, is it?
It's not,
right.
No.
So... are we confident about the second half?
I think so. I'm getting well into it now.
Probably. That pictures round, fucking hell.
I think we've got the rest of them sewn up, the pictures one.
Yeah.
Orange with a football. Oh, don't say anything because there's other people over there. Keep it quiet. We got the ESPN team just to our right. And yeah, we don't want them catching any more questions.
It's a family show.
But it's been an interesting first half. There's definitely room for improvement. I think the extra alcohol hasn't helped matters.
We're doing it right.
Predictions for the second half, boys.
I think we're going to have an Arsenal end to the season very strong. Yeah, and end up in.
You're trying to piss me off.
Fourth place, I think.
Yeah. You're really trying to piss me off.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I think
anything but Spurs
end to the
finish to the season, and I'll
good.
Be happy.
Yeah. We don't need any of that. Do
it's
we?
Been a great finish. What are you talking about?
Oh, what?
You're happy with fifth place.
I'm playing
on
Thursday night.
Well, it's been a good finish to the season. We had a little wobble midway.
They'll celebrate Gareth Bale signing an extra year on his contract, and I will take your Channel 5
and I'll see your ITV 1 because the Spurs are that good, they've put them on primetime TV. That's why wasted that's what they are.
Is it on ITV, is it?
ITV 1 I think you'll find last two Spurs games in the Europa League, ITV 1.
I still never bloody watched that before or after Coronation Street, sorry.
Them going out would be more enjoyable than Coronation Street because you didn't win.
Coronation Street's not on a Thursday night, is it?
It's on every night.
Tell me, I don't know.
No idea. how we resorted to Coronation Street?
No idea.
Jay, put your phone away. It's a fucking podcast. What do you think you're doing?
He's on Facebook.
No. You better be texting some bitches. Right, this is absolutely outrageous.
All right, anyway, so we'll let you know.
Apologise. There's been a few sherbets sunk already. We'll be back at the end of the quiz.
We'll let you know where we finish.
To give you an update. I apologise in advance, it's only going to go downhill from here. Thank you very much. Ladies and gents, welcome to the final part of this evening's podcast. It's been an eventful evening.
And, how have we done?
It's in contention. We're saying 7th out of 14. However, we've got we've got Pete from Match Pint here, who hosted the quiz tonight.
How many teams were there, Pete?
Please say 14.
15.
And we came 7th.
We came top.
Solid top up.
The West Ham of the outfit.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we were going for. We decided we went for the West Ham of the outfit.
I'll say by February.
Safe long ball. It went all right.
Effective.
Effective. Very effective. If it had been all football, obviously we'd have come out top trumps.
Yeah.
But it was those damn weather.
A few tough ones on golf.
Not pretty.
Cricket.
Not pretty at times, but you know, we
left straight after the quiz.
Drone buggered off, standard. It's been a top night. It's been a top night. And Pete, have you talk us through a bit of Match Point?
Apologies for the blatant sales pitch. We're a website and an app where if you're looking for say you're in Newcastle and you want to watch the Arsenal game, you go on Match Pint, you find the fixture, and it'll tell you which pubs around your vicinity.
Great website.
We've mentioned it a few times on the pub ask before. It is an absolutely blinding website because
it's a godsend.
There's nothing worse when you're, especially in a place that you don't know and you're looking to where's going to play the footy. Match Pint is the website you want to be at because it gives you the nearest boozer where you can watch the footy.
You can watch that game, and we've even got those illegal channels on there.
Hang on a minute.
So if you want to watch Birmingham City with some Greek commentary, we'll sort a brother out.
Absolutely.
I'd actually like to watch a Birmingham City game in Greek commentary. Yeah, I think that'd be great fun.
Probably make it a lot more interesting.
Are you familiar with Ray?
I've heard bits of him.
I mean, he's a god in the Match Pint office.
Do you know what? We need to get more.
This is the guy on the video,
Ray
Hudson.
Video,
right?
Yeah.
Right, so for listeners to understand what we're talking about, the best round by far in this quiz tonight was the video round. Absolutely amazing.
What's his name? Those who don't know, he's Ray Hudson. He's an ex-professional footballer. He's from Newcastle, and he's the world's most easily carried away man.
A legend.
If you want sort of inappropriate similes, he'll throw them at you when Ronaldo scores.
I'm pretty sure Sergio Ramos scored in one clip, and he was followed by he must have got a nipple erection. We actually got the question wrong. We thought he'd just got an erection.
Unfortunately, we wouldn't get half a point for that.
Because I mean, they're two completely different kettles of fish.
They are very, very different.
On that note,
I mean, all we heard is erection, which says a lot about the podcast, I think. But it's been an absolutely blinding night. We haven't got the end of the season due just yet, Franco.
Are you Confederation Cupping? Are you gonna?
Well, unlike the football season, we don't shut down through summer.
There's some pretty rogue teams. There's Haiti? Possibly not. I mean, there's some really naff sort of Pacific and sort of Caribbean islands knocking around.
But it keeps us going.
It does.
Good enough. And this isn't the end of show season. We've got an end of show season coming up. But we're going to sign off. It's been an absolutely fantastic night. Thank you very much to Pete and to Match Pint for putting it on.
I've got an erect nipple.
He's leaving with an erect nipple.
And we'll leave you with that. We'll see you next week.